Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas of carrying and wearing clothes. The general background to our concept in this siman, which is siman Pei Dalet 84 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is that one is allowed to walk in the public domain when there is no Eiruv if one is wearing clothes or jewelry. But anything which is more than that, things which one may take off, which is considered ancillary, is considered carrying, and that's a problem. This is the type of thing that most people would have to think about in areas where they grew up with when there was no Eruv. This is how I grew up and had to think about all these types of things. Many major Jewish communities which have Eruv and people don't spend time thinking about this, unfortunately, enough. And so this is going to be a very important set of halachas, because a lot of times people will end up being in places where there is no Eruv and they have to think more carefully about these types of things. So all the questions that are being asked here are in the context of no Eruv. Let's jump straight in. We're going to look at really just straight out 26 questions of different types of things that people sometimes wear. Can I wear a pin in my clothes? Like it holds together, you know, a kerchief or a lapel, or can I put a pin in? So a man may not, a woman may, if the pin has no hole. If it has a hole, then it's a needle, then that's not decorative, that's more actually a fixing, and that's not allowed to be carried. What about rings? So women are allowed to wear rings, although if it's the type of thing that she may take off to show others, it's more complicated. For a man can wear a signet ring, but other types of rings is more complicated. This may depend on the norms, and there's a discussion in the Achronim as to men wearing rings and the norms of the times. Many of my Achronim are Machmir, just say men should not wear rings if there's no Eruv, but this may, it also depends on the norm of if men are wearing rings. What about a watch? So the watch at the time of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was a pocket watch or a watch on a chain that would go around one's neck. Those were not allowed to be carried on Shabbos for a man or for a man. A wristwatch that we have today, for a woman, is completely fine because it's called tachshit. It's like an adornment for a woman. For men, Rav Moshe Feinstein suggests that a man should be machmir and there's no Eruv because it's questionable if men wear adornments as such. This may also depend on the norms of the time as well. What about decorative key, which also has functions? So let's say one has a key, one wears around one's neck, but it's a silver key. It's beautiful. So it looks like an adornment, but it also has functionality. In that case, since it has adornment features, it can be worn, provided it's made of a silver or an expensive material. What about if one has a key and it's not decorative, but one lives in an area where there is no Eruv? So in such a situation, this is where people will often either hide a key, or they will also wear a key belt, where the belt is made such that the key is part of the links in it. So it's not just that it's hanging from the belt that's carrying. It's where there's a hook on either side, so the key actually acts as the middle section. It's a link in the chain of the belt, so one could do that. It's called a Shabbos belt. What about glasses? So in the times of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, glasses were more like punzne, which is something which would rest on the nose. Today, our glasses rest on the ears. But in the times when it would rest only on the nose, they would often be taken off or fall off, and they need to be carried, and therefore is not allowed. Glasses today are allowed to be worn. What about a piece of plastic or a cover over one's hat, head, or shetel? So the Kitzur points out, if you're wearing this piece of plastic over, or like just a cloth over the hat or shetel to protect the hat or shetel, that is not considered clothing, and one is not allowed to wear that without an Eruv. However, if one's wearing it in order to protect oneself from the rain, then it is fine as well. And if it's made, so this one have to evaluate in this context. If there's no Eruv, am I protecting myself or the item of clothing? Protecting the item of clothing, that's not a piece of clothing. What about a walking stick? So if someone needs it for walking, it's fine. That means to say that they use it in the house all the time. But if they only use it occasionally and in the house they don't use it, then one would not be able to use it as well. What about a blind man's walking sticks? That would not be allowed to be used outside of an Eruv. What about a walking stick that's in the Eruv? Let's say we have an Eruv, but a walking stick that's not needed. So it depends. If there's some degree of need, so if a person uses it as an adornment, it's a sign of honor, it's a sign of one's dress, then it would be allowed in the context of an Eruv. But if there's no real need, then it's a problem even of zilus of Shabbos, of embarrassment and disgrace to Shabbos, even though it's within the Eruv. What about if a person has shackles on them? Can they walk around in them? So if a person is chained, a person may walk around with their chains. This becomes necessary. Let's say a person is on some degree of parole and they're wearing an ankle bracelet, so one may walk with that without an Eruv on Shabbos, and that's fine. What about stilts? So people would sometimes use stilts to go through, let's say, muddy areas or water. That's not allowed on Shabbos. That's not considered clothing. That's considered carrying something. can one go around with a plaster or a band-aid on a wound? So if it was placed on before Shabbos and was wrapped in like an insignificant cloth, then it's fine. But if it's something which is a more expensive cloth, there's a concern one may remove it, and that would not be allowed. Our regular band-aids are fine. Is cotton in the ear, let's say, or like a padding in the hole of a shoe, is that allowed? So it's allowed if it's put there securely so it's not going to fall out. Can a woman wear a menstrual pad? The answer is only if it's to avoid discomfort to her. If it's to avoid staining the garment, then that's a problem when there's no Erev. What about a moich dachuk for a nida? In that case, a woman should not go out during that period, during the Ben HaShemoshes, with a moich dachuk inserted. What about can one raise one's garments if one's in a muddy area? So one can slightly roll up one's pants to avoid the getting them muddy, but one cannot fully because then one's actually carrying the garment. Can you wear two garments on Shabbos, one on top of the other, in order to bring one of them to another person? The answer is one can, as long as it is somewhat customary during the week to wear it regularly in such a way to wear two. If it's absolutely not, then it would not be allowed. May one wear two belts on Shabbos? So again, it depends. If generally the style was to wear two belts, then it's allowed. If also they are belts on different things, so there's an overcoat and there's a pants, then that would be fine. But if it's going to be just two belts in the same thing, then one is considered carrying. May one go out with a handkerchief tied around one's trousers, one's pants, or one's neck? So yes, if it is tied in a way that's not a double knot, number two, and it also has to have functionality. So let's say one usually wears a belt, one takes off one's belt and then run around and wraps one's kerchief around one's waist, obviously tying it only once, that would be fine. Hanging around one's neck is a problem unless one usually wears a scarf, because then it has functionality. Are gloves allowed on Shabbos? So there's a debate between the poskim as to whether they're allowed or not. The concern being is one's going to take them off and carry it, if let's say one wants to use one's hand for any action. He points out that muffs, which let's say it's like a type of like sleeve that one put one's hands in on from both sides, it's fine because even if one takes one hand out, the other one is still wearing it as well. The Mishnah Berurah paskens that we can be makel if the gloves are attached to the garment, so they're not going to be put down or carried in such a way as well. And this is again, of course, is outside of the Erev. Can one wear a talis with tzitzis on Shabbos? The answer is yes, if it's worn correctly to two of the corners in front, two of the corners in the back, but if it's worn around the neck, which is not the proper way to do it, then that's not allowed. May a person go with a garment which has a broken strap or fastener? So the answer is yes, as long as you don't intend to repair it and the strap or the fastener is not so valuable, because otherwise then it's bottle, then it's considered insignificant. But if you do intend to fix it, or if it's you don't intend to fix it, but it's an expensive piece strap or expensive fastener, then that's considered not ancillary and it's considered carrying it. Can a bald person wear a toupee on Shabbos? The answer is yes, if it's set up before Shabbos, meaning it's all correct, you're not fixing it on Shabbos, and as long as it's worn as an adornment. May one go out with an amulet? So the amulets would be these like scrolls that were written with special psukim or verses that would be protective. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Kitzur over here points out that not all amulets are the same, and somebody should ask an expert as to, because if one's wearing something which is not necessarily significant, then that would be carrying. And finally, there is the Gemara discusses in Shabbos Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, and the idea of a woman wearing or carrying some sort of stone. A shenshus, which would be to prevent miscarriage if she was pregnant. So the Gemara does allow this on Shabbos, and the Kitzur Paskens, it is allowed if effective in these circumstances. Again, it's not something which we usually encounter, but if there is something which is medically helpful in this situation, then this obviously is the basis for a question to be asked. With this, we conclude this very fascinating topic of the types of clothing and adornments one may wear outside of an Erev on Shabbos. Have a wonderful, I mean,